Negro boys ain't much for working. Two shots on the barrel, and they're talking about bourbon, talking about a few other things that they don't know. If you've got a question, no need to ask. They don't have a clue, so raise your glass. Take a sip with the Bold Brothers. Now it's on with the show. From the heart of Central Kentucky, the bourbon capital of the world, it's Two Shots on a Barrel with your host, a couple of hot shots of their own, the Bold Brothers.
I just love that song. I just love Terry and you, Jimmy.
Yeah, Terry is a great, you know, he's a former Nashville almost superstar.
Almost.
You know, his biggest story that he enjoys telling is Merle Haggard setting off stage while Terry was opening up for him, and then Merle telling him after the show, boy, you can play.
That's cool.
And
man,
that was such a great story. But no, we're so thankful for Terry and his spot that he does for us, for sure. Man, we've been a little bit busy recently.
Yes. We made new friends, and they gave us new jobs, and we've been rocking and rolling, man. We're very appreciative of them people.
So the last time that we did a show with one of our guests today, I was off the air. We were talking about how many flawless shows we've had, and probably our biggest show at that point in time, and we were still in the infancy of Two Shots, was with our guest today.
Right. It was like our third show, I believe.
Yeah, and you know, we were excited. The show was perfect.
Perfect.
And then when I went to mix it, it was not so perfect.
It was like,
yeah,
and so
I'll never forget that I had to I'll just go ahead and tell everybody who we're talking about, J-Bo.
We're talking about Wally Dant. We finally got him back on some good equipment at his new home here in New Hope, New Haven, and I need to, you know, nail that down exactly where we are before this is over. Uh-huh. But welcome him to the show, and we also have another guest with us.
We do. I'm looking forward. Kim Houston, I've heard so many good things about Kim Houston with the Nelson County Economic Development and Tourism, and so we welcome you to Two Shots, Kim.
Thank you, and I'm honored to be here sitting next to Wally, too, so good company here.
Yeah, but what we were saying, you know, I was the one. J-Bo made me reach out to Wally and say, Wally, I'm so sorry. There was some recording glitch, and he was nice, and so here we are back. So we're very grateful for that, Wally. Man, you've been a busy guy recently.
Good one.
Here we go.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of fun here lately.
Since the last time we spoke, and you know, all of the things that you talked about, which was just your vision essentially, we're now seeing so many of these things being fulfilled. The building that we are in now, the tasting room, is one of the fruits of your vision. The homestead is mm-hmm. another one. So tell us, kind of give us a progress report.
Lots of work. You know, we're blessed. I mean, we're blessed to be in this part of the county, blessed to be sitting here with you guys today talking about, you know, kind of what I talked with you about, I guess, probably about a year ago mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. And being able to be seated in one of our first, you know, our first building that's open. We just opened the amphitheater this past weekend, and then really, you know, through the fruits of this woman that's sitting next to me, getting it done for us from an economic development perspective, we can be more pleased with kind of our progress to date.
Kim, I know that we talked briefly about, I guess, when Wally came into your office, but from a perspective of how you've been such a critical part in what Wally is doing here. I mean, now that you're seeing some of these things play out, walk us through that just kind of that initial meeting with this guy and where he's at now and the buzz that it's generating all over this area, quite honestly.
You know, I'd like to say it was my excellent economic development efforts that brought Wally here. But, you know, it was very organically. He knew what he wanted, and I think he had a vision, and walked into my office one day and said, you know, buying this land, wanting to build a distillery. And I've had several people walk in my office and do the same thing over the last few years. And then I, you know, shake their hands and wish them best, and I never see them again. But Wally was different. I could see, you know, he had a plan. He was a true entrepreneur. He was very successful in his business. And he had a name that we all knew and loved here, and we're very, very excited to see that name come back. And it was real, and it has been such an exciting time. And, you know, I tell people that this is unlike anything in bourbon country. This is unlike any distillery out there. And, you know, I've done a lot in wine country, and there's nothing like this. This is an entire campus and destination for all things bourbon. And I couldn't have dreamed this up. If somebody said, do your dream distillery, your dream economic development bourbon project, I couldn't have dreamed this, because this has really exceeded all expectations that we all had. And, you know, we're so fortunate that Wally came home, and he's doing this right here on the property where, you know, the dance were. And it's just amazing.
Wally, of all the places in the world that you could have built a distillery, you could have built one in the big city with millions and millions of people around you, with lines and lines of people lined up to buy your product. Why did you come back to New Haven, New Hope area?
Well, you know, I guess first and foremost, my family's from here. And for our family, we have, you know, we have that, what we call bourbon running through our veins. And so to be back in the place that, you know, the Dant history that was associated with this distillery, my family's history associated with this distillery, it was the natural choice. It was the natural choice. And really working with Kim and economic development in Nelson County and the state, you know, they allowed for us to kind of live out our dream. And you know, that's what she does day in and day out, whether it's, you know, a bourbon industry or a car manufacturing company or, you know, someone else. You know, Kim is here for the community. And when you work with fine people like Kim, and she's the best in the state, I've said it many times, that, you know, we're blessed to have her. And I'm sure there's been a number of folks that have gone after her to have her in bigger counties, or bigger jobs within this at the state level. But when you have somebody that's as passionate as Kim Houston, and you can work with her, she helped me think of this place. She said, hey, why don't you guys think about this? Because we don't have it here in the county. And so when you can work with good people like that, and really who's really got your back in every situation, She's been an advocate of ours. She's been a counselor for me personally. And, you know, when you have her in your corner, you know, you can do great things.
Awesome.
You know, we hadn't done this before. And that was the odd thing about it. We hadn't built something like this in the county before. So you can imagine zoning regulations, infrastructure, trying to get infrastructure here and all this. So, you know, I think because of Wally's efforts here and his dream, we've learned to be better in Nelson County. I think we're starting to change some of our zoning regulations to really, if we're going to do this bourbon thing, we got to do it right, and we've got to loosen up some regulations. We have to help out with infrastructure. We have to be there for, you know, I promise people, you know, we're here for you to help. But there wasn't things on the books for something like this. And I mean, we read through those books and those ordinances. So we had to kind of maneuver some things around and tell some people that this is really the way it's going to be if we're going to grow Nelson County.
That's amazing.
So one of the questions that I have, seven generations of the Dant family, so much history there. When you think bourbon, you think Dant family, you think the Beam family, you think Samuels. It could have been so easy for you to say, I'm going to do, I'm bringing the, you know, the Dant name back to the bourbon business. I'm going to start a distillery. And you could have ended right there. This is so much bigger than just a distillery. What led you to think, not only am I going to do a distillery, I'm going to basically blow it out of the water with what is going to be what many call a bourbon resort. It's going to be really nothing of its kind. Why?
You first of all, Kentucky has some great laws in place, so you've got to look at the Kentucky Distillers Association and credit them for being as friendly as Kentucky is for our business. So as a distiller, you know, we are now allowed to have like a liquor by the drink, right? So some places in the United States don't allow that to happen. So that allows you to have a restaurant, for instance, or a bar. And then, you know, they've also worked from a distribution perspective so we can go direct to consumer. And so you got to thank them for all of the things that they've done for us to set us up correctly out here and at other distilleries. You know, I've been on the bourbon trail before. I've gone to other distilleries and have enjoyed myself. You know, you go in for a tour and a tasting and you leave. We're out, you know, kind of out in the middle of nowhere, right? So our thinking was, how do we get people to come taste our product and then come back again? And so you got to have something, mm-hmm. right, besides just a distillery and a tour for them to come back, because they can check a box and go and say, I've gone there once. I'm going to go over to the one next door, and I'm going to do that, check the box, and then I'm going to go to the next one. And maybe they'll bring a friend back, you know, every once in a while. But we really wanted to have something that was different and to draw people out to this part of the county and spend real dollars out here, knowing that, you know, while we're on the craft distillery trail, which is part of the, you know, the bigger bourbon trail that's out there, we wanted to make sure that we knew people would come back and come back again. And so we really began to envision, you know, what that was and what it could be, you know, drawing families in. Make, you know, while this is an adult drink, right, we're all over 21, but there's other ways you can draw a family in, and how do you do that? And so that's what we began envisioning out here is, you know, what are the other ways that we can get family to come out and be a part of, you know, what the grown-ups are doing. And do it in a responsible way, and so that's really what we began envisioning out here, and it kind of grew and mushroomed from there.
Fantastic. Now, rumor has it that you're not stopping here by any means. You have a lot more plans in place. When we come back on you know, part two, let's talk about some of those plans if you can.
Sure.
And because I'm just blown away by what your plans are for the future here.
All right. We can do a little bit of that.
It's good stuff. Are you guys, by the way, we should tell everyone, thanks for our nice bourbon glasses that Wally's supplying us with. Log Steel.
Yes.
When you're definitely at Log Steel,
you should have Log Steel.
You should
glasses.
Have Log Steel glasses. Yeah. And so thanks to Wally for that. Wally, before we go though, I want you to tell us, I know you're proud of the first release of Monk's Road, and tell us a little bit about that.
So it's a high rye bourbon, over 6 years old, a sourced bourbon. So we're very honest about that. We're sourcing our bourbons right now from you know, some great distilleries here in the local community, in particular Bardstown, and we're really happy with the products that we have. It's a high rye, so 75% corn, 21%. Rye and 4% malted barley, and it's 100 proof. And so for our family, we've always been known as a kind of a high rye bourbon family, and always at 100 proof. Now we can't say it's bottled in bond because it's moved around a few different times. Having said that, we wanted to have some expression out there that says, hey, here's what our distillate's going to be like in the future. And so that's really what this is supposed to represent.
That's good stuff, I got to tell you. I'm already a fan
of
Monk's Row.
We drank so much Monk's Row the other day when we were here working that it's in my top five now. It's just really, really good bourbon.
Yeah, extremely smooth. And like I said, need I say more? I'm a fan.
I'm a
Monk's
fan.
Row. I can't wait to see what the future holds because the proof is in the juice, right?
It is.
And Monk's Road is definitely going to be there. All right, so stick around. More Two Shots on the way. Hey, this is Jimbo for Two Shots on a Barrel, hanging out with my buddy J-Bo.
What's going on?
Dude, I'm here to tell you, you are doing something right if you're good in two towns.
Two towns?
Two towns, you're the best of everything. Big Old Tires, Billy Taft is the best in Bardstown and the best in Lebanon.
I tell you what, he's been doing it perfect for many years, and he won once again, and he's won again in Marion County.
How does this guy, how is he so good, J-Bo?
Customer service. You're number one when you walk in his building. He offers all sorts of things, not just tires. He offers alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more. And he has two locations, Bardstown.
You can call Bardstown location, 502-348-0880, and in Lebanon, 270-692-1013. Dude is rocking and rolling at Big Old Tires.
If you're having any kind of tire pressure issue, if you have any questions,
yeah,
Billy's always there for you. Don't be bashful. Just pull right in. He'll check your tires for you. Make sure you're safe and ready for the
You run. Know another cool thing about Billy Taft? He loves bourbon, and he loves Two Shots on a Barrel.
That's right. And we love Billy Taft.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Go see our brother Billy Taft, Big Old Tires, Lebanon, and Bardstown, Kentucky.
Marion County Trail could be the best value in bourbon-themed travel in Kentucky. You'll experience one of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail's crown jewels, one of the Bourbon Trail Craft Tour's top-rated stops, and something you can't find anywhere else. Organized tours of a bourbon barrel manufacturing facility, all in one place. It's the Marion County Trail. Take your time to tour, dine, shop, and stay all along the way. Explore world-famous Maker's Mark, a hot ticket item on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. Limestone Branch Distillery, home of world-famous Yellowstone Bourbon, and one of the top-rated stops on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour. Kentucky Cooperage, the sprawling plant where the thriving bourbon industry's barrels are hand-built and seared with fire for bourbon-aging flavor. And Lebanon, home of wonderful dining opportunities from home-cooked to chef-driven. Unique shopping opportunities, nowhere else to be found murals for your selfies, and overnight accommodations that range from traditional to bed and breakfast to bourbon-themed. Go to visitlebanonky.com for more details. Lebanon Tourist and Convention Commission, 270-692-0021.
Whether you're buying or selling, be it your first home or your last home, or building your investment portfolio, give me a call. I'm Lisa Kearns, a realtor with Exit Realty Heartland. I understand the stress and hassles involved in buying and selling, and I will be here for you. Let me put my 20 plus years experience in marketing and customer service to work for you. Give me a call, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns, realtor with Exit Realty Heartland, here to work for you.
Two Shots on a Barrel. I'm Jimbo along with J-Bo hanging out at the Tasting Room, Log Still Distillery on the campus of Dant Crossing. Want to give kudos and a shout out again to Crystal Music, Campbellsville, Kentucky, for all of your musician needs. Go see our buddy Terry Woolley over at Crystal Music, and he can hook you up. I was over there a week or so ago, J-Bo, and he's got a new line of guitars that are absolutely phenomenal. Even for a guy like me that only dreams of being able to play, they sound good.
Does he offer spoons by chance? Because that's about all I can play, spoons.
I'm still looking for the instrument. Thanks. I'm sure he's got those. What do you call it?
Kazoos are cool.
Yeah, those are cool. I'm going to find my instrument of choice one of these days for sure. We're hanging out with Kim Houston.
Yes.
And Wally Dant and having a fantastic time. I know you were wanting to get into what else is going to be going on down here. It's going to be interesting just to kind of see where we are in those stages, because
now there's some things he probably don't want to talk about, but we'll let him guide us on this.
Yeah.
We had the opportunity to ride around with Chuck the sound man, and he gave us, you know, some inside scoop details on what's coming. So,
and even before that, I was honored probably a year ago to with the man, and I do mean this, the man, Charles Dant, to be able to see the grounds. In fact, the beautiful lake that you've got here on the Dant Crossing campus, this was prior to the water, and so Charles took me down in there. You can't say that.
No, I can't.
Yeah, and so I was...
You can now.
I can. Yeah. That's true.
But that's absolutely... I know that's something that you're very proud of, aren't you, Wally? Because of the... You know, it builds into your theme about families coming down to Dant Crossing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the 12-acre lake that we have out here was originally part of the distillery itself, because it was the constant water source that they needed to make sure that they could always be distilling. You know, sometimes it gets dry here in Kentucky, and so they needed to make sure they had a constant water source, which was the lake they dammed up. There's six springs that feed that lake, in addition to a small little creek. And so for us, and what we wanted to do here was replicate, again, kind of what the old distillery did, and that lake was key to that. And so, you know, we've fixed it up, made it new again. We've stocked it with fish. So hopefully in the next, you know, few weeks, we'll have our docks out on the lake. So cool. You can actually walk out there and go fishing off of two separate docks on either side of the lake. And again, for families wanting to come out, you know, relax, have a good time, kick your shoes off, stick your feet in the water, and throw out a pole. I mean, that's, you know, that's what that lake is meant to do, in addition to supplying our distillery with water.
We're actually coming tomorrow morning, hopefully. My son said, Mr. Wally said I can go fishing in his lake. When are you taking me? So tomorrow might be the day. So if you see us out there, you know, It was your idea. It's Salem and I will be out there fishing in the morning.
Yeah, Salem was fascinated as much by the turtles and the little micro frogs that were going around.
Yes.
He was pretty fascinated. So, Kim Houston,
yes.
Some pretty lofty praise by Wally Dant, which everything I've heard, it's very much who you are. I mean, it's just outstanding. For those of us out there that really don't know a lot about Kim Houston, there's a lot to. I mean, you're an author, right?
Yes.
Not only are you've got a full time gig doing economic development, but you also find time to be an author. I've looked at what all you've done in the past. You're a multifaceted person. So tell us, for those that maybe don't know Kim Houston, give us a little rundown.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm from Nelson County, born and raised. I remember when I graduated from high school, I threw my cap up and couldn't wait to get out of here. And at college at U of K, I remember throwing my cap up and couldn't wait to get home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been home ever since. And this community, I've been doing this 27 years now. And what I have seen in the 27 years, it's just been remarkable. And the community was always a great community. It was always a community you wanted to live, you wanted to raise your family. But something's different. Something's happened in 5 years. First of all, I think when we got the most beautiful small town, it brought us so much earned media, mm-hmm. nothing that we could ever pay for, but it brought attention to Bardstown. And we started seeing people from out of state wanting to move here, wanting to retire here. And then, you know, Bourbon came back. And we knew this as soon as Heaven Hill started building distilleries years and years ago. We knew something was coming, because you don't invest millions of dollars like that if they didn't project and had all the figures there that knew what was going to happen. And we thought something great was coming around the bend, but we could not have ever imagined what happened. And the first was Bardstown Bourbon Company. Mm-hmm. And I think when they came here, and honestly, when I recruited them, they were looking at 15 acres. They were going to be Clarion Spirits. It was going to be the name of their one distillery brand they were going to have. And that was it. And then they looked around, and a common friend of Wally and I who worked with them looked at a 100-acre tract of land across the street. They said, what about that? And we said, no, we were wooing Harley-Davidson at the time, so we couldn't sell them that. Well, they convinced us if we sold it, they would build it, and they would come. Well, they did. Wow. And it was a distillery, then it was a restaurant, and then it was a visitor center. Now it's a bottling house, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's much, much more to come. But we made our place there, and we showed that we could do that. Nelson County, we've been making bourbon for generations, so we know how to do it. We know how to do it well. And that's why these distilleries want to come here as well, too, because we know how to make bourbon in Nelson County. Our grandfathers have done it. Our great-grandfathers have done it. And it's something that we do well and we're known for. And if you put bottled in Bardstown or bottled in Nelson County on your bottle, it gets priority on a top shelf somewhere. And so, you know, I've been doing this. I've had the pleasure of luring automotive manufacturers here, but the distilleries and everything that's happened has probably been so much fun. I've not had so much fun in the last few years watching all this happen and watching the transformation of the bourbon industry in Bardstown and Nelson County, what it's done. We've got three new hotels. We have 300 new rooms in Bardstown right now. I couldn't have paid somebody to put a hotel in 10 years ago, and now they're coming to us. And new restaurants. We've got a boutique hotel that's getting ready to announce here pretty soon, and more coming down the pike right now. So it's fun. I can't believe they actually pay me to do this, and it's not over. It's just beginning. And, you know, things like what Wally's doing here, it just asserts herself again. This is where you need to come if you want a bourbon experience. Nowhere else in the country. Just come here. You know, make this base camp. We always say make Bardstown base camp, and you can do everything from here. And they are doing it.
That's amazing. And Jim, I think we met another person with her dream job in life.
That seems to be a common theme.
It really is.
Of our show, is folks doing what they absolutely love doing. It was so funny because I'm not going to mention names because I don't want, you know, Wally to pull her salary or anything. But I was talking to Renee White, and she said, I told Wally that I enjoy my job so much, you don't even have to pay me. You know, and so that just seems to be a common theme. Circling back to what you're talking about, though, Kim, and with everything that Wally's got, I mean, we're talking restaurants, we're talking convention centers here on Dant Crossing. One of the things that J-Bo and I had the opportunity to do was MC opening weekend here at the AMP. And one of the cool parts of that is talking to many of the folks who were working the concerts, some of which were security, and these people were hometown, New Haven, New Hope, Covertown, all these places. And the common theme that they talked about is, you know, we were kind of on the outside looking in. You know, things were getting a little slim down here in New Haven. I talked to bring up Renee again. She talked about having to go outside for employment. And now, from an economic standpoint, this is just unbelievable to the folks down here in New Haven, what this man right here is bringing here.
And, you know, Tessie Cecil, who's the mayor here, you know, we've known each other for many, many years when she was a mayor in another decade. And she always said, Kim, you're doing so much stuff in the Bardstown area. When are you ever going to bring anything to New Haven down here? And, you know, infrastructure, having gas, having sewer, having water, all those things, you know, play in to a major industry coming here. However, when you're able to do something like this, in a community who needs the economic boost and the trickle-down effect, whether it's someone stopping at the five-star food mart in New Haven on their way out of here and getting some gas, or, you know, somebody working at the pizza place down there after they were wandering out. People don't understand how something like this, it doesn't just, the economics are not just here on property. It's that trickle-down that everyone in the area is going to receive. And I think this is going to be so big for New Haven. And I know the job situation down here, so many New Haven area residents are here. They have to drive 5 minutes or 10 minutes to work. But I think in the overall, the boost is going to be immeasurable. I really do think so.
Yeah, I mean, and in talking to the people that were, whether they were there working or whether they're 5 minutes from their house to see the concert, we talked to those folks too, and they are taking true ownership in Dant Crossing and what's going on here. It's like it's a part of theirs. It truly is. You know, Wally talks about families, but that's what it's promoting. It's like this humongous big family right here in New Haven and New Hope and this part of Nelson County. It's really pretty cool.
That's what you want. I mean, if you're an employer, if you want to be the employer of choice, you need to set up the right environment for people to really thrive and grow in. And that's what we're trying to do here with our folks is, you know, treat them like you would your own family. And when you can treat people that way, treat them well and pay them.
Right.
I mean, I love people to work for free, but, you know, and pay them good wages, then and have the environment where they can be creative, that they think their input is valued, then that's what you want. I don't pretend to know everything there is to know about running a distillery. You hire those people. You give them the chance, the opportunity to have input into what's going on out here as we're constructing, and be a part of, you know, something that's different, part of something that's in their community. And when you can do that and they walk away at the end of the day and feel good about going to work the next morning, then you've done the right thing. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're not going to do everything perfect, and we're going to make mistakes. But when you own up to them and say, hey, we're going to make it better for you, that's really half the battle here, is just making sure that you do things the right way and you know, fess up when you can fess up and do it right the next time.
One of the first things I told Jim, I was like, when we go out here at our first weekend, our job is to meet every single worker that's here. We want to know every single person. And I think we talked to the little girls parking cars over here. We talked to everybody, and everybody was so happy, so excited, and worked so hard all night long. Every time you would see them, there was an older lady up by the stage, and she was just in the best place, you know, in her eyes. She was just in heaven, and her favorite part of the night was when she chased some guys off to try to sneak in.
Yes,
she was awesome. She was so sweet, and I mean, cream of the crop work here, and they were all very nice people.
Well, I mean, you can just tell they take so much pride in what they're doing. And that wasn't by accident. These people love this area, and they love what's going on here.
Right.
And that's, I don't know, it's a really neat thing to experience when you're talking to, you know, we talked to a former Marine,
yeah,
who was down here working, and just it's really pretty cool what's going on.
It's good stuff, and we're so happy for you, Wally. So happy. I mean, from when we first met you to now, I mean, you're the same exact person. You haven't changed a lick, and you're a superstar now. I don't know if they've told you this or not, but
which is going to lead me into segment three when we come back, because I want to talk to Wally a little bit about that.
About his hair or his superstar?
No, because we've been down the path. He's got, right. Look.
Yeah, but you couldn't record my hair thing before.
That's true.
Sure. Probably an easy one.
Yeah, he's got beautiful hair. We know that. All right. But I do want to talk about what keeps him so grounded. And we'll talk to Kim Houston, who I'm enjoying this. You're sporting the Logstill Distillery shirt.
Oh, absolutely.
And which that is another thing. Whoever's doing your shirts and all those things, as far as the designs, they are outstanding. There's some good stuff. Yep. So, more Two Shots on the way. Stick around. Hey, this is Jimbo for Two Shots on a Barrel, hanging out with my buddy J-Bo.
What's going on?
Dude, I'm here to tell you, you are doing something right if you're good in two towns.
Two towns?
Two towns, you're the best of everything. Big Old Tires, Billy Taft is the best in Bardstown and the best in Lebanon.
I tell you what, he's been doing it perfect for many years, and he won once again, and he's won again in Marion County.
How does this guy, how is he so good, J-Bo?
He's customer service. You're number one when you walk in his building. He offers all sorts of things, not just tires. He offers alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more. And he has two locations, Bardstown.
You can call Bardstown location, 502-348-0880, and in Lebanon, 270-692-1013. Dude is rocking and rolling at Big Old Tires.
If you're having any kind of tire pressure issue, if you have any questions,
yeah,
Billy's always there for you. Don't be bashful. Just pull right in. Go check your tires for you. Make sure you're safe and ready for the
run. You know another cool thing about Billy Taft? He loves bourbon, and he loves Two Shots on a Barrel.
That's right. And we love Billy Taft.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Go see our brother Billy Taft, Big Old Tires, Lebanon, and Bardstown, Kentucky.
Marion County Trail could be the best value in bourbon-themed travel in Kentucky. You'll experience one of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail's crown jewels, one of the Bourbon Trail Craft Tour's top-rated stops, and something you can't find anywhere else. Organized tours of a bourbon barrel manufacturing facility, all in one place. It's the Marion County Trail. Take your time to tour, dine, shop, and stay all along the way. Explore world-famous Maker's Mark, a hot ticket item on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, Limestone Branch Distillery, home of world-famous Yellowstone Bourbon, and one of the top-rated stops on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour. Kentucky Cooperage, the sprawling plant where the thriving bourbon industry's barrels are hand-built and seared with fire for bourbon-aging flavor. And Lebanon, home of wonderful dining opportunities from home-cooked to chef-driven. Unique shopping opportunities, nowhere else to be found murals for your selfies, and overnight accommodations that range from traditional to bed and breakfast to bourbon-themed. Go to visitlebanonky.com for more details. Lebanon Tourist and Convention Commission, 270-692-0021.
Whether you're buying or selling, be it your first home or your last home, or building your investment portfolio, give me a call. I'm Lisa Kearns, a realtor with Exit Realty Heartland. I understand the stress and hassles involved in buying and selling, and I will be here for you. Let me put my 20 plus years experience in marketing and customer service to work for you. Give me a call, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns, realtor with Exit Realty Heartland, here to work for you.
Back to Two Shots on a Barrel, hanging out at the tasting room on the campus of Dant Crossing with Wally Dant and Kim Houston. Kim with the Nelson County Economic Development, hitting it out of the park in Nelson County for sure. Bardstown, great to, you know, when you got something like Bardstown is what you got to go out and sell every day. I mean, that's got to be a pretty good feeling, right?
It is, and everybody expects you to bring bourbon. I mean, it's just like that now. I can't go anywhere, and they say, well, did you bring bourbon with you? And you know what? I always have a few minis in my purse because you got to share the love all across the country.
So, when I grew up, my grandparents lived in Bardstown, and so I got introduced to bourbon. My granddad worked for Heaven Hill before that. He did some little moonshine action there, I'm not ashamed to say. And it was cool, though, because over near their house, you would see these old warehouses, mm-hmm. bourbon warehouses, and you would smell like that. It was that, you know, mm-hmm. that smell that you can only get when you come into Bardstown.
Yeah.
And just the memory of, you know, the granddad talking about, you know, the stories at Heaven Hill and the stories at, you know, otherwise, but just such a cool thing. I've got to talk to you though, Wally, because, you know, listen, you've got a lot of things going on. And I know one of the things that we've talked about before is, we were down here at the tasting room when you guys were just getting open. And I think it was a coworker of mine maybe came up to Wally and said, you know, I'm gonna buy a bottle of Monk's Row, but I need an autograph. And you were like, I don't know if I'm ever gonna get really used to this. But the question I've got for you, and I've asked you this before, how do you stay so grounded? Because you've got every reason not to be, and yet you always, Jeremy mentioned it, you're the same now as you were a year ago. Mm-hmm. And nothing, you're even keel. I see you at work out here when folks walk up and you walk up to them, "Hi, I'm Wally." I mean, tell me.
Yeah, I credit my parents and grandparents and, you know, family for that. You're raised, you know, we were raised that way. I mean, You know, you aren't any bigger than the britches. I put them on same way every day, one leg at a time, right? And for all practical purposes, most people do it that way. So for me, this is, you know, I've been blessed. I'm not saying I haven't been. Been blessed with a great family that raised me the right way, raised my brothers and sisters the right way. And really, this community, I mean, this is where we're from. I mean, this is why Kim came back to Nelson County, is because we have great people that live here, great people that care, and they care about their neighbor. And so when you live in a place like this, it's really not hard to be humble. There are plenty of people out there that'll look at me and, you know, think I'm some celebrity, or they want to have a picture with me. And you know, it's just a very humbling experience, because this wasn't an expectation of mine. I had no idea. I think the first time when we opened the tasting room here, when someone asked us to sign a bottle, we all looked at each other and say, "Okay, well, what the hell do we sign it with? Because we don't have anything." You know, we quickly figured out what works well on a bottle and our labels and what doesn't. But I still never get over it. That's the beauty of this place and my parents and grandparents. They raised us the right way, and you know, I hope to impart that on my kids and the generations after us.
Fantastic. One thing that I've noticed since we've been doing this podcast a year is the brotherhood of bourbon amongst distillers. I mentioned it on the stage the other night. Your brand new facility open. You have Steve Beam and Stephen Fonte sitting right out there enjoying the evening with you guys. How much does that mean to you to have fellow distillers here, and, you know, kind of family as well? But yeah, yeah. How does that feel to know that other distillers have your back?
You know, that I think Kim can probably attest to this probably better than I can. We're a great brotherhood out there, and you know, when she welcomed us with open arms, she did it on behalf of all of these other distilleries out there, because I think we all know what we think we know, and Kim's been a great person to go to, say, if we've got an issue or a problem or anything like that, she knows the right people to get in contact with. You know, she's a real blessing to the community. I continue to sing her praises. I did it with Governor Beshear when he was here.
It did not get me a raise with my bosses, by the way. I tried. Thank you for trying.
I'm going to have to go talk to him, because you are the economic engine for Nelson County and this part of the state, and you're a real treasure.
And it's not, he's exactly right. You know, it's not like we're competitive. I think that we all know that there's enough to go around as far as bourbon people right now and people who love bourbon. There's enough to go around. We had a meeting last Thursday, and a representative from every one of our distilleries was there. Wow. And they're sitting next to each other, and they're laughing, and they're cutting up, and they're asking about this, and did you do your new warehouse? Is it done yet? Or did you all hire your operations manager? I mean, they were talking like they were sitting at a bar, you know, just having a good time. And they are friends, and they have been. And so many of these distilleries are from here also. And it's funny to know so many of them grew up together. They talked about stories when they were in high school, and, you know, Fred Noe's always getting in trouble with something, and everybody has a Fred Noe story. But it is. It's a family of bourbon here, and I've never quite seen anything like that. You know, in the automotive industry, any other industry, is very competitive. Mm-hmm. But it's different here because everyone wants the other one to do well. Mm-hmm. Because if they do well, you know, the bourbon industry in Bardstown is doing well too. And that can only help all the distilleries as we get more suppliers come in. You know, we're needing bottling people to mm-hmm. come here, bottle companies, you know, cap companies, things like this. And the more we group together, the more we can get those kind of suppliers here. But they like each other, and they hang together, and it's pretty cool.
They said, I can't remember who we talked to. They said they used to go out to eat with each other quite a bit until the bourbon boom, and now they don't have time, but when they do, it causes a tizzy.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's like like a bunch of celebrities. Yeah. You know, before they could go out in a restaurant and just sit down and shoot the bull just like anybody. Right. And now when they go out, it's like people are coming up. Can I have your autograph?
Stars,
can I,
you know, and that's Rolling what, Stones that's, just walked in.
That's where we are with bourbon now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had to put on my Monk's Road sunglasses.
It looks very snazzy on YouTube, by the way.
Yeah, I got the sun coming in here in the tasting room, and it was beginning to be difficult to see you guys. But this is so cool. With, you know, everything that's going on in the bourbon boom and everything that obviously Logsteel. When we talked to you last, Wally, officially on Two Shots, I think at that time it was you and Charles and maybe a couple other folks on board. And now you've got more key people. I know you're a big, because this came out in the first show, you're a big believer in hiring good people and letting them do their jobs. And so now you filled so many of these positions. I know you've got to be proud of the progress that's made just in a very short period of time. I've met a lot of these people. They're great guy, great people, men and women who are doing a great job for you.
Yeah, we have probably almost 40 full-time employees, something like that now. I think before we might have had 4 or 5, mm-hmm. maybe mm-hmm. at the most. And so, you know, we're doing well. We're now being distributed in the state of Kentucky, and, you know, we're out in liquor stores and restaurants, and so we're really happy with kind of the progress that's being made on that front. And, you know, with that and the bed and breakfast being open, the amphitheater being open, you know, we just have more opportunities to hire folks here that, you know, want to come and be a part of what we've got going on down here. And, you know, that's the blessings that come out of this is, you know, out of those small successes, we're able to hire more people. And And we'll continue to do that. I've promised the governor how many jobs?
150. Yes, you did.
At you. Yeah. Uh-huh. About 150 jobs. Wow. And damn it, I'm going to deliver.
So this restaurant that's coming, can you give us a little insight on the restaurant?
So the restaurant's going to be called 47 and Poplar. So our DSP number is 47. So that's our old DSP. So the government gave us back our old DSP number here, which, you know, we're eternally grateful for and thankful for all of that. That work, Jimmy Higdon you know, Congressman Guthrie, the two senators, they all helped us get that number. So we're really grateful for that. The Poplar is a poplar log from the Logsteel. And so that's what we're calling the restaurant. It'll be about 250 seats. And much like what you see here in the tasting room, we're integrating the old with the new in that restaurant. And and it's going to look different from what you see here, but yet be similar. And so it's going to be another little destination restaurant that people go, hey, that's pretty damn cool. I'm not going to give away everything that's associated with that, but we may even have a famous duo document some of that on TV.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I love that duo, by the way.
Yeah.
So another thing I know that is in the works is the legacy, which I know that's something, again, that you're very proud of. Tell us about the legacy.
So that's her brainchild. That's Kim's. That's really Kim's brainchild. She looked at us and said, "Well, you got all this room out there. Yeah. Why don't you
put up a space for people to come and have events?"
Right.
And it's that one piece that's always been missing in Bardstown, and I've been asking people for decades. And he's the first one to ever listen to me. And and honestly, I'm glad because this is a perfect place to have it out here as well.
So, how many people will that legacy hold?
So we'll be able to sit, so it'll be about 21,000 square feet of space. We'll have a big banquet hall in there that, you know, if you set people, theater style, we could probably fit 500 in there.
Okay.
If it was on 10 round tables, 350. And, you know, you can have a full band there. We're going to have a stage and then, kind of a grand entry hall that'll be glass enclosed on both ends. So you can see kind of, one end of campus and the other end of campus. And then we'll have what we're calling, for lack of a better word, the kind of the chapel area where a little bit more intimate. And yet what we're able to do that from a versatility perspective is take it and divide it up into three different rooms to where, so if you were going to have a big corporate conference out here, you have the big banquet hall for, you know, your bigger meetings, and then you can have five breakout rooms there on the other side of the building. So what we're trying to do is just be versatile with our space. We're excited. It's going to look like a Rick House. You're going to pull up to it. Now it's going to look a little bit different, but, you know, it's going to have that look house, a Rick House feel to it. And interior-wise, it's going to be pretty badass.
Well, they snuck us in, and I got to see the ceiling, and I'm like, oh, if that's just the beginning part, the rest is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
So you've got to be stoked when...
Oh, I'm stoked.
When he says, yeah, Kim, that's a great idea, let's do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, tell me about it.
I mean, and I didn't learn about it until I read about it in the paper, because we talked so many things that he was going to do, but I really don't think I'd had a chance to talk to you. And then I was quoted in the paper by you saying it was my idea. I'm like, oh my God, somebody actually listened to me and took an idea that I have. But, you know, I can't tell you the number of meetings and the number of events that people want to have in Bardstown and Nelson County, and we have to say, we just don't have a place for that. Even the Bourbon Festival, all those years, always ran out of space to have galas and very nice high-end events. We've never had anything like that. And to this day, we still don't have anything like this. So this is going to be for that. I can see, I can see the most gracious and upscale galas to weddings to, fun events to anything, and it's the perfect size. It is actually the size that we need. And then, if you have a conference, you got rooms to stay out here. If not, you're honestly no more than 20 minutes away from 300 hotel rooms. In Louisville, if you stay at the convention center and you get on a bus and you got to go downtown, it takes you longer to get downtown. Right. So, the drive from Bardstown for big, large groups here, that doesn't mean anything. We've got transportation to be able to do it. It's going to be so much fun out here, and I can just see our phone ringing off the hook when it opens up and we know it's going to happen. We're going to go after them. We've hired some new people in our office that's going to go after the groups and going to go after meetings and going to go after conventions and do all that. So we've hired somebody specifically for that, and hopefully going to keep your place filled up.
Well, that's the nice thing about what she's done from a laying of the groundwork perspective. When you've got hotel rooms that are readily available to take on guests like that, we couldn't have this place without hotel rooms. I mean, really, you know, where are you going to do? You're going to send them to Elizabethtown? And that's where Kim and economic development in Bardstown really needs to be credited, is saying, hey, we've got the demand out there. The demand is there for hotel rooms. I mean, we're seeing it here in our small place with our bed and breakfast, but the demand is out there. People want to stay here because it's a great place to be. Just like she said, you know, use it as your base to go out and be a part of what's going on out in the other counties from a distilling perspective, but use this as your base. And so when she does that and you bring in those 300 new rooms in, or you may have another boutique hotel, that helps drive all of what we're doing here, because this is, people can come and stay and spend money. Mm-hmm. And when you have people coming and staying and spending money, it means a great deal to not only this county, but to the residents of this county, because they can stay here. They don't have to go to the metro areas to find good paying jobs.
I have one more request. Mm-hmm. Ask and you shall receive.
Yes.
What about a spa?
Oh, yes.
You know, if I'm asking and you know things are happening, I'm just going to throw it out there, Wally. I think eventually you should look at a beautiful spa out here on this property,
You get it through planning and zoning.
Yeah, I'll make that happen. Don't believe me. I'm working on writing a new ordinance just for that.
There you go.
That's killer, man.
Yeah.
So the Bourbon Festival's coming up. Are you guys both going to be there? A chance? I mean, I don't know. If you are, we will be there. We have evidently kissed enough butts to where we got in there, and we would love for you all to come see us at the Bourbon Festival.
Yeah, just say hello.
Are you going to be working in the tent?
We have
doing some
no
of the
idea.
Things, some of the interviews.
So,
stuff?
Yeah, we got...
We're a stage sponsor. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So for the music stage.
Yeah, you got your own log steel stage.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Great. We're going to have our own stage there, and you know, which is fortunate for us because it kind of goes with what we're doing from a music and entertainment perspective here on campus, but we are a part of it. We're proud to be a part of it, and you know, look forward to, you know, to that event. I think it's going to be a fun event, and you know, I think what these guys are all learning, everybody's learning, you know, as we change, and there's change in the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. I think everybody knows that, and it would change. All change is hard, but you know, when you can change it for the better. And you can tweak it as you go and make it sure it's inclusive and includes everybody that needs to and wants to be a part of it, and in a fun way. I think, you know, I think that's what they're all about. I've talked with a number of those guys. David Mandel is a great dreamer, and she talked about Bardstown Bourbon Company before, and what they did and dreamed where they started and where they ended up. A lot of that's in good part to David and his dream, and you know, he couldn't. I don't think he could be in better hands as a chairman of that event, and so we're looking forward to being a part of it.
That's wonderful. Just if you see us over there all lonely and sad, please come
we'll
talk
come
to
by.
Us.
Yeah, we'll yeah, be I by. Mean, absolutely.
Well, we'll put you on our stage, boys.
Well, appreciate it. We appreciate that. And speaking of that, I heard you hired a couple of guys to come do your MC work here. How's that working out for you so far?
Jury's still out. Jury's still out.
I heard they work cheap.
They
work for Under Armour t-shirts.
There you go.
That's right. There you go.
It's funny. I was recruiting my own fan section on Saturday night. I had like four or five down there that were cheering for me. They were my best
That's
friends.
Good, man.
You guys, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you. And, man, what an exciting time for both of you to be doing what you're doing.
Yeah, all I can say is we've been blessed, you know, to know Kim and really come to know her over the last 2 years, 3 years now that we have been working together on this. And, you know, there's just no greater joy for me than just to see what's happening here, listen to great guys like you come out here and be a part of what we have going on. And when we can continue to do that one by one, day by day, you know, then I know we're doing the right thing.
And I've applied to change my name to Dant. I'm just waiting for that to go through the state. And, you know, I'm just excited about that.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of Dant folks in
there
this.
There is.
Already,
there
right?
A lot of Dants coming out of the.
There's some that might be coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, out of the woodwork. That's And you know, we've talked about Charles, but Lynn Dant, honestly, you have
absolutely.
To. She is an incredible, you know, addition to this out here and does such wonderful things. And it's nice just from one woman to another to see a woman in this industry and doing what she's doing and helping out as well too. So I have to give kudos to the females out there.
When you could see her in the picture on that when they took it around the Bardstown collection, right? And she's the only woman distiller sitting mm-hmm. in the midst of all these other ones, and you think to yourself, hey, we got something here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not disparaging anything else. I'm just saying having a woman in that place with her knowledge and background, we're very fortunate here. So glad to have her.
Extremely smart from everything I've heard of Lynn.
Yeah. Well, she's way smarter than me and Charles. So we just hope to ride on her.
And talk about humble as well. Yep. I mean, you know, she'd invite you over to her house, you know, after you leave here. She's just a wonderful, wonderful woman.
All right. I can't wait to continue to watch the journey that is everything that's going on here at Dant Crossing and Log Steel Distillery. It's going to be fun to do what we do as long as you'll have us. And boy, what a great thing for especially New Haven and Gethsemane and this area.
So this will be coming up in the next day or two. Our show will be live, and it's plenty of time to buy tickets for this weekend.
Yeah.
So you want to tell them a little bit about who's coming this weekend?
Oh, boy. So the Frontmen of Country will be here Friday night, and these guys are outstanding. I've long been fans of Lone Star and Richie McDonald. Those guys were, like, in my opinion, are still legends in country music. And Larry Stewart with Restless Heart. I mean, I grew up listening to Restless Heart and Larry Stewart. And then Tim Rushlow with Little Texas. Mm-hmm. I mean, so when you put these three guys up on one stage together, are you kidding me? I mean, what an unbelievable concert. And then the Traveling Song Sisters will be here on Saturday night on the Amp. Phenomenal female artists, Jamie O'Neill, which I'm a huge fan of, Michelle Wright and Carolyn Don Johnson. Again, legendary figures in country music, and they're going to be right there on the stage. So you can get your tickets right now. Go to easiest link I tell people is go to either dantcrossing.com or logsteeldistillery.com. It's got a link to Ticketmaster. You can get your tickets. It'll pull up the seating chart. Fantastic seats are available. And come down because it's going to be an absolute great weekend.
Yeah, you know, and I do want to mention there's not a bad seat in this.
No way.
I mean, there's really not. I was sitting down there walking through, and with each of these acts coming up, you know, fantastic singer and songwriters in their own right on Friday night, and then the women that are going to be coming in here on Saturday night. I've had the chance to see it many times over in Nashville where you have these singer-songwriters that are doing these shows, going through their hit songs and the songs that they do together. And our place is a pretty intimate place. I mean, you're less than 100 yards away from mm-hmm. that stage at any point in time. You can almost reach out and touch these guys because it's going to be an event, I think, this weekend. And I encourage you to come out both nights because you're going to get a little bit of difference with the men than the women. And I'm looking forward to both nights and looking forward to having a great time. One of them is my wedding anniversary, so I'd be remiss and 16 years with my wife on Friday, and so
congratulations!
Yes.
Coming into town.
Happy anniversary!
It all depends on on what the kids are doing.
Gotcha. Yeah, understand totally.
So yes, so I may be here for Friday night with her, or I may not be, but I will be here for Saturday night.
Good. Now Saturday for the Traveling Song Sisters, the opening act, I am stoked about Shannon Lawson from Taylorsville, Kentucky.
I saw that. I was reading about that.
I was such a fanboy when he first came out. I mean, he was my favorite. I mean, he was my Garth Brooks, and here he is coming to New Haven to open up for this show. So I might be a little giddy on Saturday.
Well, there's, you know, that's the nice thing. I think there are a lot more folks coming, and some of them are already posted on Ticketmaster, like Little River Band. So for all of us that, you know, out of that 70s or 80s era,
yep.
You know, when you can pull in folks like that, we've got some big acts coming. Sarah Evans is going to be here. And, you know, so we're excited about our lineup this year. And I cannot wait for next year, because we're going to have a damn good time here.
We're ready to party with you, buddy.
Absolutely. I got to give one of your sons a shout out, because my wife, Sharon, and my daughter, Caroline, were here on Saturday night, and they parked over, I guess, where the parking is. Uh-huh. And one of your sons, and I understand some of the family was here on Saturday night.
Hey, there's only six kids.
Okay, so
pick which one you want.
Yeah, so one of them was nice enough to give Sharon and Caroline a ride back to their car, and they were very appreciative. So Sharon calls me, and I can hardly tell where she's at. It was a little bit dark, and I said, "Where are you at?" And she said, "I'm on the side by side with Wally's son." I said, "Oh, cool." And she's like, "Yeah, he's giving us a ride home and a ride to the car." And I was like, "Well, thanks." She's like, "Yeah, I got to get a picture with him."
Oh, he did tell me a story.
Did he tell you about that? That's good stuff. Yeah. So thanks to what's his name?
Hank.
Thanks to Hank for taking care of my girls.
Yep.
That's good stuff.
Well, I've had a great time. The bourbon's good. The company's good. I think it's time for us to go home.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go home. Guys, thank you all so much. Appreciate you. And it's been just a lot of fun hanging out.
Well, thank you all again.
Thank you.
Once again.
All right. Yeah. Thanks so much. Great to officially meet you, Kim.
You too.
Keep doing good things in Nelson County.
I'll keep rocking.
All right. Good stuff. All right. That's going to do it for Two Shots on a Barrel. Until next time, I'm Jimbo.
I'm Jabo.
All right. So long, folks.